Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, how could we forget?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, how about the Chiefs sitting? Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zoo, the voice there, if you didn't know what that was. Nick Sirianni yelling at the crowd a year ago in Kansas City.
There you go.
Eagles won that game Monday night in Kansas City, which was the first rematch of Super Bowl 57. Now we're doing it again, but actually in the Super Bowl. So that was Sirianni then. Now we get to see this again. You know, we're talking about our revenge. I don't think they like Sirianni out in Kansas City. So there's that extra little fun of this thing as we head towards Super Bowl 59. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone calls here on the element of revenge and why this means more to you. Because I just think it means more to everyone. But why? Is it about Andy? Is it about the revenge 2 years ago? To Jordan Mailata, it was about the revenge. To a lot of people, it's about that. Kyle says he's past the Reed thing. I'm not. I mean, Andy Reed is going to go down as a top three or four or one coach ever. And he was the Eagles coach. And it throws the whole thing into a tizzy if he's got four and the Eagles got one. It's like the divorce is not equal. One is better than the other. 3-2, that's equal. Especially if they beat him head-to-head in a Super Bowl. Where do you come down to that? 215-592-9494. Let's hear here from Dan Orlovsky talking about giving Nick Sirianni a ton of credit for where the Eagles are right now.
I definitely think you have to give him credit for, I think he's grown a lot throughout this season for this team. First 6 weeks of the season, there was a lot of questionable decisions, I would say, or taking points off the board and not taking points in certain situations, or maybe being overly aggressive, at least in my and other people's opinions. And so I think he's really managed the games well. I think he's gotten, you know, a really clear message across to everybody on their team, but specifically Jalen Hurts of, you know, there's a really big formula for them to not lose games. Their margin for error to not lose games is pretty big.
And Dan's right. I mean, I've said this too over the last couple months. He's changed the way he's coached you. Sirianni has, it almost took him a couple months to realize what he had, like the kind of team he had this year. And then once it clicked, I would say the last 2 months he has coached in the game way better than the first couple months. He's figured it out.
Yeah, I agree. And he's connected with his team in a way that they've rallied around him. Crazy like a fox. That's what comes to mind to me when I think about Coach Sirianni and what he's been able to do. It's unorthodox. And it rubs some people the wrong way. And we even had full conversations on a lot of people didn't like his coaching style, but we're here. And it worked.
For the second time in 3 years.
Yeah, and it worked. So you got to let that man cook.
Well, he's cooked, and it's obviously worked from a leadership perspective. Let's hear Cooper DeJean on the Players Lounge with you guys on Monday night talking about the leadership here, his rookie season with Nick Sirianni.
Coach Sirianni, he's really passionate. I think that's what everybody loves. You know, and he's really passionate, and he wants to win, and he does win. You know, and guys love to play for him. you know, his messages are always great in the meeting rooms. Always talking about, you know, the details and being the most physical team on the field, you know, which is what I love. You know, and he keeps, you know, he harps on connecting as well. You know, and he does a good job of bringing everybody together and, you know, making sure everybody's close. You know, I said this earlier, he brings that like college type feel, you know, to the NFL. And the way that we connect, you know, on and off the field.
All right, so that was cool to hear. And you hear a lot of that, right? The players, they like – Kelsey's always talked about, like, the best team meeting coach he's ever had. Like, that seems to have always resonated. I've always thought the players liked him. It was the other stuff that I didn't love. But, Hugh, I've been thinking about something here. I have to ask you guys and the audience if I'm allowed to do something.
What's that?
I'm considering becoming a Nick Sirianni guy. Yeah, I'm considering being a Sirianni guy now. And
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, well, I agree.
God, that one spooled up.
But I don't know if I'm allowed. Have I gone too far over one side of the fence that I can't climb back over? Like, I want to be a Sirianni guy. Like, that's how I feel this morning. I want to jump on and be a Sirianni guy because, for the most part, when they're winning, it's kind of fun.
Well,
it's kind of fun to be a Sirianni. I mean, sure I see the fun that Kyle has.
That's
back
right. Well, I'm going to say this.
What do you think?
You know where I am. Mm-hmm. I'm all inclusive.
Yeah, you are.
I'm all for. I got in trouble earlier this week.
Oh, you were trying to guess.
I got in trouble for the Dallas
that
stuff.
That was out of control.
It's the one thing in America that we do not get inclusive with. There's a line, and it's Cowboys.
So you know where I feel, but you know where you're going to probably have a problem? Mm. That guy over there on the other side of that glass.
You think Kyle's going to make it hard on me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're going to make it real hard on you.
So I would like you to become a Sirianni guy, Joe. I am also inclusive, and as somebody who's never once wavered on being a strong Nick Sirianni guy.
1,000% all year?
I feel like I'm very qualified to conduct this rigorous test for you to...
You might have to leave it up to the people.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd like for you to jump the fence, Joe, but I did, I mean... This has to be a serious process.
Oh, everything we do here is.
Yes, correct. This is no joke here. We always conduct serious business. So I did put together a little bit of a questionnaire here.
Okay.
Like, you ever go on Facebook and you see those like surveys, like what color are you thing? And you do like a bunch of yes, no questions or whatever, and they'll let you know.
So there's one that, like, are you a Sirianni guy?
Yes. I thought that I've came up with, and so I have six now. I know it's an even number, but one of them I've weighted double because I think it's the most important one. I'll spring that one on you at the end. So we'll go through these. I think I should give you a question, a segment. I'll do two in this one because we will have a grill master later on in the show.
Oh.
To help grill you on becoming a Sirianni guy. A fellow Sirianni guy.
A Sirianni guy. Okay.
Yes. So
can I just, because I know, I'm guessing the audience right now is probably shaking their head saying no.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The poll already is not going well for you.
I want to extend maybe a forgotten olive branch.
Yeah, make a case for yourself.
Here. I don't know if people remember this. I was once a Nick Sirianni guy. Now, things change. I mean, right? You move. You
reserve the right to change.
I do, but I already changed once. I was a Sirianni guy. You go back in time, and when the Eagles had their search to get their new head coach here, when they moved on from Doug Peterson, they went through the whole process. They interviewed a lot of people. Gerard Mayo, Ryan Day, Kellen Moore. You know who my choice was?
Who's your choice?
Nick Sirianni. I came on the air.
Is this true, Kyle?
I don't know if Kyle remembers it. I can provide some evidence. But I was, when they were going through the process, of all of the choices, you know, it was Gerard Mayo, Ryan Day, Kellen Moore. I think they interviewed Saleh, or they tried to. Like, it was that process.
You had a very tough crop to pick
from. Well, no, but to be fair, Sirianni wasn't a known. But my research and my thought process was, he's the right guy. He fits the bill. Offensive guy, Colts success. I was in. I said, I want to hire Nick Sirianni. So I was once that. And in 2021, when the Eagles went from, what were they, like 2-5 to the playoffs? I sat right here and I said, he should be the coach of the year in the NFL.
Did a great job that year.
He did. I thought coach of the year quality. And I was not worried about him entering 2022. Really, the Super Bowl the last time we played the Chiefs was when I started to flip. I didn't like the way he coached in that game. Then last year, all the stuff. And then the beginning of this year, yelling at fans. So I was once a Sirianni guy. You might not believe it because
I
called for his firing.
I
was once a Sirianni guy. So that's where I'm at. It seems like the fun place to be.
Yeah.
I want to be with the fun people.
Yeah. All right. So we'll put you through this test.
Okay.
And by the end of the show, we'll We'll let Hugh share the results with you because this is also very important.
And
to
I
do.
Have to answer all the questions 100% honestly. That's the way this is going to work.
Correct. And you do need to have more pro than anti.
Okay.
Sirianni answers.
Yeah, now, I like the way you framed it. It's like one of those you take like on Facebook or online. Yeah.
And I have not read, just full disclosure to the audience, I did not run any of these questions by you previously. So these are all going to be sprung on you spontaneously.
Okay. All right. We'll do it. 215-592-9495. And when you call in, we need your opinion. Like, can I become a Sirianni guy once again? Now, that's a big part of this.
Yep.
I was once a Sirianni guy. Mike in Pottstown is up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Hugh Douglas, big fan, man.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
What's up,
Never
Mike?
Meet your heroes, Mike.
Yeah. I'm a disappointment.
Well, yeah, this is a huge game for me, man. I mean, I'm 37 years old. It took, you know, who would ever think that we would be this kind of team, you know? Growing up watching these guys, you know, disappoint us a lot. But, you know, they're coming through this year, man. They're really doing it.
Well, they're an incredible team, Mike. And they've become an incredible franchise, Mike. That's the one thing that is... You know, Mike, you and I are the same age. Like, the mid-90s Eagles were, you know, they were the furthest thing from a team you thought could go to the Super Bowl three times in 8 years. That wasn't where they were. So, yeah, the transformation from pre-Andy, pre-Hugh, to where they are now is pretty drastic.
Yeah, and I'm great. I'm happy to hear that you're a Sirianni guy now. I mean,
he's
revolutionizing football, man, with the tush-push, everything. Like, it's great what he's done to the game and to this team, you know?
It's a very positive call.
It's a strong start.
It is. I like how Mike just, I'm there. Like,
revolutionized football.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. But he's good. He's winning a lot of games, Mike. And I think it's more fun to be a Sirianni guy. All right, Mike, give us something we should do down in New Orleans. Try day. What do you got?
I'm a Philly guy, man. I don't know down there. All I could say is have fun and go Birds.
Have fun go Birds. There we go, Mike. All right, appreciate the phone call.
Also probably not a winner.
Yeah, I mean, so you don't have to have been to New Orleans to give us an idea.
No, just an idea.
You know, it could be have gumbo.
Also, like, the have fun is not really up to you.
What? It's not.
It's no, like, if the Eagles lose, that's not going to be a fun time. I mean, it's out of your control.
Right. But, you know, you're right about that. We can't control the game. We can control having some fun, though. Like, right? Like, if we go out and have some hand grenades with some listeners, that's fun. If we sit in our hotel room the whole time and sleep, that's probably not as much fun.
Play video games.
You bring in your console?
Oh, yeah.
Just speak for yourself. That'll be fun for Hugh, man.
Well, that will. But no, sometimes he told me he gets bullied by young kids on the video games.
Yeah, well, when I play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
That's why I really play Call of Duty.
They don't talk real nice to you?
Oh, no. They're real. Anybody that plays Call of Duty knows exactly what I'm talking about.
So what do you say back?
You know what I say?
You turn it off.
No, I'll say, dude, this is a video game. Like, why are you so angry? Like, why are you talking so tough? That's what I say. Why are you talking tough on a console? Because nobody knows where you are.
Are they trash talking, or do you stink it up and they're mad at you? Like, they're on your team?
No, they talk bad. Anybody that play Call of Duty know exactly what I'm talking about. They got the campers, but I've been playing zombies, and if you don't know what to do in zombies, people get upset.
Oh, you're holding the team back.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's what it is.
But
yeah.
Joe, it's a video game. I know that there are some professional gamers out there. But if you're a professional gamer, go to a professional lobby.
Well, we know that you were once in a clan. Are you still in that clan?
I'm still in a clan. Hey, that don't hit the same now, do it?
It does not.
It just feels a little...
here's the deal. It's allowed as long as you're the only one on the show.
Yeah, it's like the clan. Like saying I'm a clan member. It's like, that don't hit like
video game clan. All right, Damon is up next. What's up, Damon?
What's up, man? Good morning to y'all.
What's going on, Damon?
Hey, not much, fellas, not much. I'm glad I got you on here. I want to talk about my Birds today. The conversation was about what again? Tell me when the topic was. Did you say?
Why does this game mean more to you? Why does the rematch with the Chiefs mean more?
All right, now I'm on. All right, the rematch means a lot more because of Andy Reid, man. Number one is because of Reid. He went somewhere else, and he became great. So I'm mad about that. And also, we owe him a gift back for the Super Bowl.
She got better. She upgraded.
He got way better.
Yeah. She upgraded.
Absolutely, but
she got that BBL.
I heard you earlier too, Joe. What did you say, Hugh?
No, I'm just saying Andy went and got a BBL. You know what I'm saying? Got them veneers. Start working out on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's one thing for everyone to have happiness, but if Andy, I almost called her she, if Andy wins this game, he's got four rings, Damon.
It's called a glow up. You really got a glow up.
She's rich, you're poor. Come on.
We can't let him get no more. And guess what else? We starting our own dynasty. So, Joe, you're right about that.
Now we're talking.
Our own dynasty, man. The last 2 out of 3 years we go to the bowl, in our record, really and truly, we've been dominating the East. As we look at it, we had a fall off last year off the cliff. But besides that, we've been dominating the East.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I got is Andy. And this one thing I got to give Andy credit for. Now, this is the truth. He did have Dirk Diggler with him. So because he had Dirk Diggler as QB, that's why we ain't win no Super Bowl. But when we got rid of him,
excuse me,
we could have did it.
Oh, is that Donovan? You talking about the dirt, like Donovan?
Listen, man, he's the greatest quarterback we have.
He said Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out, and then I realized he's talking about Donovan.
That's Donovan. That's Donovan. There you go. There you go, Dirk Diggler. Donovan. He's the worst QB we had with the best stats. That's the craziest thing in the world. And I say that because he gave it up. In the Super Bowl, he should have threw up. He was slow, fat-looking. He wasn't moving like he should have been moving. Like,
Damon, I just still can't believe how long they took on that drive. I mean, you need two scores, and it just felt like it took forever. Damon, what's something Hugh and I should do down in New Orleans? What do you got for us?
All right, listen, fellas. Man, I ain't been down there in a while. I was down there doing AIT one time. That's military stuff, but training.
I caught the last part, not the first part.
Yeah, military training. But here's the thing, the crawdads, man, try to crawdads. They excellent.
Now, you're right. Sucking nothing out of nothing, dog. Exactly. I ain't about to do that.
Don't suck nothing to you. Don't suck nothing, but you're right.
I ain't doing none of that. Nah.
Pause, man.
Yeah, that's a clear pause. Everyone just relax.
No.
Yo, but try to crawdads, man. If you go down there, try to crawdads, man. Don't rip the head off and eat the rest of the body. It's good. And get you a big old bowl of that melted butter. Man, you're good. Man.
Oh, now we're talking. Melted butter, crawdads. Damon, we'll get you
the side, man.
Yeah, we got you, buddy. We'll get you in the mix for the prize there. Crawdads, rip the head off you, dip the rest in butter, and away you go.
No.
No, okay. Mm. So, I mean, you got to wait till the end before you say yes or no or all these. It's tried.
Nah,
you
got
to open your mind.
No, them little crawdads are going to be looking at me. Because, you know, see, this
looking
is the thing.
At you as if they know what the heck's going on?
No, but. No, dog. Can't do it. Cannot do it.
So, you know, we always play Guess the Take on Friday. We'll do it next Friday. But I have one. I have an extra one for you. Ready for this week? Because Damon just led us to it. I referenced earlier if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, well, they'll have beaten the Chiefs. They'll have been in two of the last three. They'll have two rings in the last 8 years. You know what the first take you're going to hear 2 Mondays from now if the Eagles hoist the Lombardi?
What's that?
Are they the next dynasty?
Yeah.
They'll have been in two of the last three. They'll have beaten the Chiefs. And think about their roster. Jalen is 26. AJ's 27 or whatever, he's 26. Devontae's the same age. It's the youngest defense in the NFL. I mean, if the Eagles win this game, the question and the take's going to be, how many more are they going to win? They already got to 2-1-1. Why can't they do it another couple times?
You know what's funny? And I'm going to share something with you that a friend of mine just told me. He was, because I asked him, I said, you know, somebody that knows a lot more football than me has, you know, been in these rooms. And I said, yo, who do you think wins this game? He said the Eagles. He said, because when you look at these teams, and I never thought about it like this. He said the Kansas City Chiefs are essentially the same team that they played the last time they met, and they almost beat them. This is a totally different team. When you think about the addition of Saquon Barkley, you talk about the emergence of Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter is becoming one of those dominant alpha players in the NFL. And you have a better secondary. And I was like, damn, I didn't even think about that.
Which is why yesterday when we talked about who should be the favorite, I thought the Eagles should have been the favorite. Because the Eagles were favored last time. Yeah. I think the Eagles are better now than they were 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like when you put it in that perspective, you have been saying that. But when you think about it like that, I didn't think about it like that. I didn't think about the fact that, you know, we're going into the Super Bowl basically with the same cast of characters that had success the last time we played, but we're younger. And I would say we're hungry. And Jalen has learned from the mistakes.
And the Saquon change at running back. That's a big one.
That's a big one, man.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
That's a big one.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's start this off here. So I'm asking, and I'm hoping to become a Sirianni guy today. I decided that I want to jump back over that fence. Yep. Everyone's at the Sirianni party. I've been locked out for 2 years now. And it seems like fun. I want to be a Sirianni guy again, but I recognize I've gone pretty far with the Sirianni stuff.
Yeah, you have some redemption.
Yeah, here. Okay, that's fine. So we're going to see if I can be redeemed today. I need your help. I need the audience to tell me if I'm allowed. And Kyle's prepared some questions here, and then by the end of the show, we'll find out which side of the ledger I'm on. All right, so let's hit me with... So you're going to ask me yes or no questions?
Yes, I'll give you... So I'll start with two here, just to kick this thing off. Joe, your first question... I'm a Sirianni guy. Are wins above all else the number one most important statistic when it comes to evaluating a head coach?
Yes. I feel good about it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, even if you don't love everything else, if the guy keeps winning, what are you going to say?
Okay.
Winning.
So I'm not going to tell you, I think it's some of these will be pretty obvious.
Same goes for the quarterback, too. I just want to put that in there.
Well,
I think wins are more of a coach.
Way more of a coach.
It's more of a quarterback.
Not quite as much.
No, I mean, no. Like, definitely way more for a coach, I think. But.
Coach is in charge of the whole thing.
Semantic.
Not really, but.
Semantic.
You trying to start a fight here? I
digress because we're.
But if the quarterback goes 0-for-1 and they run the ball 50 times,
we're going to do something different this Friday.
Digress.
We're going to do something different this Friday. We're not just going to be bickering. We're getting ready to go out there. We're going to be doing next bickering. Friday,
Do you know what show you're on? all right, Joe. Second question. I'm interested actually to hear this one. Do you still, in any way, shape, or form, question Nick Sirianni's true role on this team?
No, because I think I've got it now. I didn't understand what it was in the beginning of the season. I know I have a good feel now for what he brings, what he does, and I've accepted what he doesn't. Right,
okay.
He doesn't call the plays. I don't think he's helping the offense much. I don't think he has any idea what's going on in defense. But he motivates them. They like him, and he's pushed the right buttons with his in-game stuff for 2 months.
Great. All right, that's a good start for you, Joe. We will we'll continue this throughout the show.
Okay,
and give you a segment here from here on out. So that's a promising start.
All right. I'm climbing up that fence. 215-592-9494. Sylvia is in Philly. What's up, Sylvia?
Hey, guys. Joe, Hugh, Kyle. How are you doing today?
Hey, man.
Sylvia, what's up, pal?
So first time in a long time. As per Andy Reid, I want to say it's not necessarily about revenge. It's exactly what you said, Joe. It's about redemption. We got to redeem ourselves. And show the world that we are Super Bowl champions. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Then, and only then, can we start speaking about dynasty.
Yes, and we do that. We get this one. And the best part, Silvio, is it's at their expense because we're putting a halt on their dynasty. I mean, they're still great, even if they lose this game. But we're putting a halt on the Chiefs' dynasty. We're not letting Reed get his fourth ring, and then it's redemption for everything else the last couple years. That's why it's bigger than a regular Super Bowl, Silvio. This is like a Super Bowl times two in my mind.
Absolutely. And on top of that, Andy Reid is going to expect us to essentially – you know, rain on his parade and to say a lot of nasty things about him. And we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
We should put banners out there that says, Andy, we still love you, even though we're going to kick your ass.
Yeah, that ain't probably.
No, it's not going to hurt.
Ain't going to say the we love you part would not be on the banner.
Yeah,
we're going to kick your ass definitely be on the banner. That'll definitely be.
Well, you know what? When you say that, Sylvia, I think of Howie and Jeff, right? Because they have the longest relationship with him, and they love him, especially Jeff, right? But they want to kick his ass. They don't want to lose to him again, because if they lose to him again, it's like, we're good. We're really good, but he's greater. I mean, he's just, you could, if they beat us, you can't deny it. I mean, he's got four, the Eagles have one. Yeah.
It's the sum of parts to the whole.
Yeah.
Being that he's only great because of his experience in Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, I think the entire NFL is better because of Philadelphia and all the things that have evolved in our gameplay and in design of our let's say teams, from Peterson to Reed to now Sirianni and our assistant coaches. The NFL is better because of Philadelphia.
Well, you think about the story of the NFL the last 25 years. It really intertwines between Patriots, Chiefs, and Eagles. Like, it's all kind of those three are connected here. Silvio, give us something we should try in New Orleans.
Okay, so I did some time, like just like the last guy, I did some time in the military.
and I was stationed in...
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mississippi, and I drove, after I did my apprenticeship training, I drove down to New Orleans, or as they like to say, Nawlins. And I ended up in Pat O'Brien.
They don't.
And I started sucking down those hurricanes, and I got smacked. Now, I'm going to up the ante. And I asked the bartender, I was like, why do we have to buy the glass? And afterwards, I broke the glass. I understood why we had to buy the glass. You know, the tulip-shaped glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to up the ante. I'm going to give you guys what you want. And it's a phenomenal idea. I want you to, after we win the Super Bowl, I want you to go back with your bus for Mardi Gras and go to Pat O'Brien's. And to have a hurricane drink off, or, you know, just have a good time. Get the patio room, right? The patio
Everybody
bar with the flaming fountain.
Yeah.
So we got hurricanes in the patio room at Pat O'Brien's.
Exactly. And then have a bunch of Philadelphians come down with you, like me, hint, hint. And whoever, you know, drinks a hurricane, then they get a bag of
Doritos. I got it. All right, Sylvia.
You said get a bag of Doritos.
Well, so no, the clock was taking a little bit. But you know what? I like that he planned his own vacation with us after they win. I mean, that was a well-thought-out thing. How about we just keep it to hurricanes at Pat O'Brien's, all right?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
All right, hurricanes at Pat O'Brien's. 215.
Maybe listen to some jazz, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'll listen to jazz.
Don't give people answers.
The song that changed the season. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Why does this game mean more? Andy, revenge, where do you come down on the mean more factor for Super Bowl 59? And, of course, we got Tri-Day here. What should we try in New Orleans? Some of that's going to be hanging out with all, everyone else that's there from WIP, including Elliot Shore Parks, who's with us in studio.
What up, man? How you guys doing?
I'm good.
We're
how
good?
You doing?
You ready?
Oh, I'm pumped. I can't wait. You know, it's funny. I was thinking this morning, like, this will be the third time I've covered the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
It's pretty wild.
You know, and considering a lot of people that covered the team went, what, one time in like 30 years or whatever?
Yeah.
So it's almost routine now, but I'll get to hang with you guys this time.
We're
so,
going to have a good time.
Yeah.
I think about Ray Dittinger, right? Like, he probably covered them once, twice in 52
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
Yeah. I forget when he started, but like 40 years or whatever,
right.
Twice. And I think you're spoiled here, Elliot.
Well, you know, you play the Many Men song, and obviously I was the one that took that video and really kind of turned the vibes around. So on one hand...
Do you just get credit for this?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm lucky to have covered three times, but yeah. Also, I didn't see Ray shooting any Many Men videos at practice. So.
I couldn't imagine that. All right, Elliot.
Yeah,
so
you need a cell phone to start with that.
That's a big thing. All right, so along with everything else we're talking about today, Elliot, I made the decision that I want to be a Sirianni guy again.
Yeah, which I'm not... I think you got a lot to prove there.
Okay.
I remember a lot of your shows.
I know. But, I mean, I did try to remind the audience, because it was a while ago, that I was originally a Sirianni guy. I thought he was the right choice in 2020 when they hired him, or 21,
right.
Compared to the other candidates. I decided to be on his side. And then I made a Coach of the Year case in 2021. I wasn't always anti-Sirianni. And in 2022, I didn't think he'd hold them back. It was that Super Bowl last time. That's when I started to go the other way.
So, on one hand, obviously... Our job is to be critical, and you should never lose that. When he makes mistakes, we all say
yeah.
it. I think a big thing if you're a Sirianni guy is loyalty.
Mm.
The sounds like you're a little with the wind here, you know? Win, loss, you are. If you're a Sirianni guy, you can be critical, but you can't be wavering year after year.
So to be fair, though, I was more on his side when they won less. They won 9 games in 2021.
But that was still a successful year. They overachieved.
I know, but yeah. But he's had more... I've been anti him, and now he's in his second Super Bowl. So it's not really about his success.
Right.
I was more pro him before he reached this
all
level.
All right. All right. That's a
all
compelling
right.
case.
All right. So you cited as would you classify yourself as the biggest Sirianni guy around
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I think I am. I've always been correct about Nick. I've stayed loyal. Mm. Yeah. I would say I'm number one Sirianni guy.
Okay. At all.
That's
WIP.
Why I invited him on. Yeah. I mean,
I mean, me and Kyle. I mean, Hugh, you've been very supportive right. too. But mm-hmm. yeah.
yeah, I'm trying to. I guess you guys are. These are the
and
two.
I've never wavered once.
See, I'm more supportive. Like I.
You do call him a bubblehead.
Well,
sometimes.
Coach Sirianni, I'm more supportive of crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's what
right.
I think he is, and bubbleheadedness, and I just feel like, for whatever reason, that works well
kindred
for this team
spirits,
right now.
You
yeah,
mean,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
The record seems to indicate that.
Yeah. yeah.
All right, Elliot.
Yeah.
So you know, Kyle's right. been throwing some questions at me. Mm-hmm. So you're going to throw them as well, and then I need the audience's help to, if I'm even allowed to do this.
Yeah. So I got 4 questions
okay.
for you. All right. Number one, Joe Giglio, and your attempt to be a Sirianni guy. Mm. Would you say family matters to you?
Of course.
You'd say it matters, right?
Yes.
So you're okay with Nick bringing his kids up at the podium after a big win then? If family matters to you, like it's important, you're okay with that?
So after a big win...
After a win. Every win in the NFL is big.
Well, some are bigger than others.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. I actually thought, because, you know, Nick joked to Mike Sielski last Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought last Sunday would have been a kids at the podium night. You just won the NFC Championship.
So it's family matters to you after a championship game. It doesn't matter as much in week 5.
I think family matters always. But,
all right, well,
but
there you go.
But when you decide as a coach to bring them around, matters. The week 5 thing I didn't like.
All right, well, this is a major blow.
But
in your
I'm being
to,
honest.
I mean, Kyle would have to agree here. This is, yeah,
yeah.
This is tough.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I promise to be honest.
All right, yeah, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
What matters more to you, scheme or details?
Details.
There you go. There, that's a good
yeah.
one. And I think that's been proven true this year. Like, as much as we made about, you know, what's going to be their scheme against the blitz and, you know, who's going to call the plays and a Kellen Moore offense, this team has been good because they are a better prepared team than every team they face every week.
So I agree with that. And actually...
And that's the details.
It's the other side of this game that made me come around to this. Andy's always had the scheme. Like, Andy knows what he's doing scheme better than probably anyone.
Yeah.
But he's become this version, Andy, because the Chiefs are so detailed at the end of games.
Or, I mean, let's use the Rams. And the Rams, I think, had a good year. But what happened? They came to a cold Philly. It was snowing. And that scheme didn't matter as much. Like, they had a good day. But the Eagles won that game because they made fewer mistakes than the Rams.
Yeah, so, they fumbled and all that. Yeah,
all right. All right, you're back on the right
okay,
path
good.
Here. You're back on the right path. Okay, number 3. Would you say, as a professional yourself, you were okay with people caring a lot about their job?
Like, yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's a good one. So, you know, we expect Nick on the biggest day of his work week on Sunday to just sit there and have no emotion. Like, does he show emotion? Yeah, but you want to know why? Because he cares a lot about the outcome of the game. So, we know Eagles fans how crazy they are. We mm-hmm. know how we see the videos. Nick cares that same way. So I'm glad to hear that you are also okay with people caring strongly about their jobs. And I hope you remember that the next time.
I do.
He does a little something on the sideline that shows emotion.
But as a leader, you also need to have your head at most times, right?
But would you say you prefer that the leader, like Rod Lakin, our fearless leader, he cares, right?
He does, but he doesn't walk around here screaming.
But he cares a lot. People show their emotions in different ways. But
they need to care first.
I prefer he showed emotion and cared than didn't.
I agree with that. Let's use Rod for an example. And Rod's on the hot seat this week because he didn't get us the bus.
The bus isn't happening?
It's Rod's
fault.
Yeah. Wow. We're taking a plane down there.
I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, so Rod's on the hot seat.
I was thinking it.
But all right. If Rod walked around here and was hot-headed all the time, I don't know if we'd all perform the same way.
But you know he cared.
I know he cares now.
Well, think about me and how much I care. And how fired up I get back.
Exactly. Yeah. Angry Kyle or whatever you guys say.
I understand that.
All right.
But sometimes I need to say, Kyle, calm down.
This one wasn't as good for you. This one, I'm cautious that the next time Nick shows emotion, God forbid, on the sideline, I'm going to have to turn it on and hear you yelling.
That one gets a fat X.
Yeah, I think that's an X.
Well, one more thing. Attitude reflects leadership. And when I have Jalen Carter showing too much emotion or CJGJ, sometimes I look back to that.
But would you say this team has had a good attitude all year?
They have.
Yeah, they're a tough team, right? So where do you think that comes from?
That
sounds like leadership.
Some of it, yeah, sure.
All right, number four.
Not too much, though. We're on penalties.
This is a big one. This is a big one because this is something we're probably going to have to talk about in the future.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about?
Joe Giglio, what's more important to you, credit or results?
Results.
Mm.
There you go. So
results.
Does he call the plays? Does he have personnel control? Is it his offense? Is he a puppet? Who cares? Nick is about results, and it's not about getting credit. I think you would agree with this. One thing Nick is certainly not, like, puffed his chest out about is getting credit for things. Like, he is okay with how he's doing it. He's okay with, right? So that was a good one. You ended on a strong note.
All right.
was some bumps in there, so but I think you ended on a strong note.
2-2 maybe on that one?
That 2-2, is that fair, Elliot?
Yes, I would say 2-2 is fine.
All right, you're still sitting there pretty steady. That was a good grilling.
I feel like I'm climbing the fence. I'm not over it yet, but I feel like I'm climbing up here.
The worry is you seem on the fence. And that would be my worry.
Yeah, I still have my eye on.
Yeah, I want to jump over. We'll see if I get there. I mean, not you don't achieve everything you try.
We'll determine today, but this was good progress.
The good news is, Joe, if you care about family and you care about your job, I'm confident on the right side.
The care about family thing was wild.
Yeah, that's huge.
I mean, you're walking me into a trap there.
If you care about family, I think you know what side you belong on.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, what's the line? Like, you know, Nick parades his kids on the sideline of the Super Bowl?
That's a question you'll have to ask with you and your family. I just want
to ask a question he may have to ask the NFL.
I told you to look within.
Yeah.
Okay. Fourth down, let's ask his kid on Sunday, see what people think about that.
Look,
have his son make the call.
Bring your kids to work is awesome.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's done it like 4 times in 4 years.
Yeah, but there's a moment, you know.
After a win, God forbid.
And that was. That, you have it, though. That was pretty bad.
Hold on. That win felt like a loss. We all know that.
Every win's a win. It's a big win.
Oh,
now.
No.
It's a big
hold
win.
Hold on. You're the one that said the results are the most important
thing.
Exactly.
Yes, but did anyone feel that way?
I trust him yet.
Did anyone feel that way after the Browns game?
As the mayor of Sirianni Island, I don't know if you're.
The
if
mayor
you're
of, I like that. Mayor of Sirianni Island.
Yeah, I don't know if you're on. I'll have to ask.
Did you run unopposed after the 2-2 start?
I did. Yeah. That's why I became mayor.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, Elliot. We appreciate it. One quick thing. BG, what was your sense to listen to him and knowing he was at practice? Is he playing?
Getting, you know, to talking to him in the locker room yesterday, there's no doubt he's playing.
Now, I love it.
You know, I think we all have to keep our fingers crossed and hope that he's able to get through these 5 practices healthy and everything. But assuming that does happen, yeah, you'll see Brandon running out of the Super Bowl tunnel in a uniform.
What do you think that means in terms of playing time, though? Like, I think we've reached the point where obviously Nolan Smith has to play a lot. He's assumed that role. But is it like, does he take Jalix Hunt snaps away or does he just play a little bit?
So what I was surprised talking to him yesterday was he feels like he's in football shape because it was an upper body injury. He's been able to do cardio. And I'm sure now that he's out playing, we'll find out more. I think he's doing team reps today, which is a big step. But I asked him straight up, do you feel like you're on a snap count or not? And he said, no, if I play, I'm full go. So I do wonder if they'll go back to a 4-man rotation.
Hugh, I don't want less snaps for Nolan Smith.
No, you got to figure that out. I think that BG will be out there. And you got to remember, BG got more snaps because he was the most productive defensive lineman.
Yes, but now since he's been out, Smith has gotten better and better.
Okay, and he's going to get his chance to get his snaps, but he's going to get the snaps that you, when you take Nolan out to rest. No, I'm assuming Nolan still will be the starter. BG coming
Josh
out there.
Josh Sweat and Nolan Smith will play their normal amount of snaps. I think it's more about Jalix Hunt and situational stuff.
And rotating them in and seeing how he feels and stuff like
but
that.
But the big reason I think it matters is he thinks he can play a lot of snaps.
No, you got it.
Well, if you dress Bryce Huff, the real benefit of Huff is if, God forbid, knock on wood, like Nolan suffers an injury early in the
you
have someone that you know can play 30 snaps. That's the difference.
And I'll tell you another thing that potentially could happen. I don't know. I wasn't at practice. Elliot goes to practice every day. But you have an opportunity to have all three of those guys, four of those guys, on the field at the same time in pass rush scenarios. You can put Jalen at D tackle. Jalen. You could put BG.
Oh, BG, Brandon. Yeah, in the NASCAR BG. Package.
What? Yeah, you could do that. You could put Bryce Huff out there.
Wasn't he in that? Wasn't he inside when he had the strip sack of Brady?
Yeah.
So we've seen that in a big moment. All right, Elliot, we appreciate it, and we'll see you Sunday afternoon or night down in New Orleans.
Exactly, and I'll be listening.
We'll see where this goes. We're going to see where this goes. All right, we appreciate Elliot as the mayor of Sirianni Island coming in here. I feel you bringing
out work, Elliot.
Bringing out the heavy hitters here on Sirianni's side. 215-592-9494. Can we hear from BG before we go back to the phone lines here? Brandon Graham speaking after practice yesterday about his progress and returning to practice.
It don't let you lock out. It don't let you, you know, get that. You get the extension, but it's not. It don't let you, you know, get it from like a bending. You know, I'm pretty much like halfway and then shooting out. But man, I don't feel restricted at all. It's a good look. It's a good balance. And man, whatever I got to do to get ready for this one game, you know, I feel like I can do it.
You said you felt good out there from a cardio perspective in terms of in football shape. So is it something where if you are able to play, you're like full go, or do you think it'll probably be a snap count?
If I'm gonna go out there, it's gonna be full go. You know, I'm not gonna try to get in the way of like these guys work their butt off, you know, for this moment. And you know, we all whenever coach put me in, I'm gonna just make sure it's hey, all the way. And man, I mean, leave it all on the field, and that's what I'm gonna do. Any rep I get out there, hopefully I can help change the game a little bit.
EQ, listening to him, obviously Elliot with us a minute ago, he doesn't sound like someone who is hoping to play. He sounds like a player that is planning to play in the game.
Yeah, he's super positive, man. And I think that, you know, what BG means to this team, the fact that he was a big part of the rituals, you know, with the team all season long, that, yeah, he's going to play. He's definitely going to play.
Yeah, and I think it's an awesome story. I mean, and he's going to help. I mean, I think Jalix has given them some good snaps, but getting BG back in the rotation, and again, I don't want to take away any of the meaningful snaps from Nolan Smith because he's become awesome, but BG coming back and helping is a great story. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls here on the revenge factor, the Andy factor. Why does the Super Bowl mean more to you? We have a great prize to give away, $150 gift card to Wild Fork Foods. We're looking for a best answer try day, what Hugh and I should try down in New Orleans. And where do you come down? Am I allowed to be a Sirianni guy? So far, I'm doing the best I can here. I mean, Kyle and Elliot are not easy. I mean, these questions are not easy. They're forcing me to, like, really hone in on what I feel here with the head coach.
Dig deep.
I'm trying. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe.
David?
First off, I'm going to start with Fire Rod Blakin. All right, how dare him not get a bus?
Put that sign up above the the highway next to us here in Philadelphia.
He's saying this in highway.
Just like they used to have the Fire Howie sign?
Yeah.
Yep.
I love Howie. I've never said a bad word about Howie.
No one has on WIP.
100%, man.
For 15 years.
Okay, so let's start with you and jumping on the Sirianni bandwagon. Okay, if you remember, last week when I called, I told you Sirianni was best coach in Eagles history. Andy Reid was number three, and he was going to win the Super Bowl. Now, you had your opportunity then to jump on. You didn't. I handed it to you on a silver platter. You could be like, yeah. Instead, you just chuckled and went, oh, my God. So that being said,
well, it's
Joe,
a lot. I mean, he has not yet won the Super Bowl. Doug did. And Andy was here 14 years and went to 5 title games.
But he never won a Super Bowl. That's the problem with Andy. He did not win a Super Bowl. Nick Sirianni's going to win one next Sunday. So it's just going to wash that loss away. And he is going to be the greatest coach, as he is right now, in Eagles history. But you, if you jump on board now, you're going to ruin all the mojo. And it's going to add that bad energy to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And I it just can't be allowed, Joe.
Well, David, that is an interesting perspective. Hugh, where do you come down on this? I have been critical of Sirianni for a lot of this year, and now they're 14-3 in the Super Bowl. Do I not want to mess up the energy of what's going on?
I mean, listen, this is the way I feel about it. There's a lot of people who have been super critical about Coach Sirianni all year long and went out and probably bought tickets to the game and going to the Super Bowl and bought jerseys and stuff because they're in this big game. So I don't think you should be penalized.
Funny
for
you mentioned. I was watching a video yesterday of after the Jaguars game when I won't even say his name. Someone may have left 9 points on the field like that day, right? And everyone walking out of the stadium that day was like, "Fire the coach, get rid of him." And they've lost once since, and they're in the Super Bowl. So it happens.
I think I was one of those.
I think a lot of people were. All right, David, what do you got for us? Try day. What should we try down in New Orleans?
Okay, I'm going to deviate from my usual self here, and I'm being 100% serious. You need to go down to the ninth ward, lower ninth ward. They still have recovered from Katrina. And you and Mr. Faith there, Hugh Douglas, who is a name, like no one's going to know who you are, but Hugh Douglas, get down there and help clean up for an afternoon. So just help try and get that neighborhood just up and going because they still struggle to this day. And you two, with your stardom, take your radio show down there and do something good for the New Orleans community and get some of that silly spirit down there. And you can wear a green wig or something.
Well, that is a thoughtful one. David, that's probably the most thoughtful one we're going to get the entire time. A little help. David, we appreciate it.
A little selfless gesture.
Yeah, the volunteer time. You know, use our time to help some people down there. What am I going to say besides that's a very nice suggestion? Mingo is up. What's up, Mingo?
Hey there. How you? Go Birds, guys.
Go Birds, Mingo. What's up?
So I also think you should be on the Sirianni bus.
Okay.
You know what? We're going to the Super Bowl, for goodness sake. And the reason this one's so important is, well, we got to beat Gigandy because I hate him. I just hate him. But also, I'm sick and tired of the State Farm commercials. I want our guys to get some State Farm commercials.
Yeah, they've been monopolizing those for years.
Oh, I'm so sick to death of them. But even more importantly, it will be the best birthday present for Saquon Barkley and Cooper DeJean, and who deserves a better birthday present than Saquon?
You know what, Mingo, you're right. February 9th, Saquon's birthday. Now I could picture everyone singing him happy birthday in the stadium as he's raising his MVP trophy. I like this idea.
I can see it.
And I can tell you really don't like Andy. I mean, I could feel that.
I'm so sick of his face on my TV. Thank goodness for fast forward.
DVR and fast forward. All right, Mingo, what should we try down in Louisiana and New Orleans?
Okay, picture this. After the win, you go to the carousel bar and you do a champagne toast to the birds.
Carousel bar, champagne toast, the birds. Mingo, I wrote it down. Good call. We doing champagne toast?
No.
No? You're right.
Because we're not going to be there.
Yeah, we can do it early.
Yeah, we can do it early.
A pre-celebration.
Yeah.
Just to give everyone a little perspective.
You know,
we're there Monday to Thursday, so we can't stay for the game. We've got to come back.
I don't think folks actually...
You know, I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at the list, and other than the David suggestion of cleaning up and helping, that's a nice thing
that's
to do.
Nice.
You better get ready for some crawdads, because that's the best one we got so far. That's the most New Orleans.
No, so, like, people have been hitting me up, and they're talking about fried, like, grilled oysters and stuff. Nah, I'm cool.
Why not?
Nah.
It's a try day, Hugh. We run into this problem every time
we try
day.
He was just never in the spirit of try day.
I know. You try something new. Oysters. Grill them. Fry them. Grill them. Can you grill them? They might fall through. Terrence is up. What's up, Terrence?
I'm looking for revenge.
There we go,
all
Terrence.
Super Bowl 59.
Let's
all
go.
Super Bowl 59.
What's going on, Terrence? What are you feeling?
Guys, what's up, man?
It's definitely
the fact that we're playing the Chiefs again. Not only that we're playing the Chiefs again, it's that we're facing Andy Reid again. They beat us last year. And I heard you guys talking about how Andy Reid left here. And he did. He went to the Chiefs. But my thing is, he drafted Mahomes. But nobody knew Mahomes was going to be this good. And I feel like I see the same thing with Jordan. I feel like if Jordan ever got with Phil Jackson, we don't know if he would have been Michael Jordan. We don't know if Mahomes would have been the same player if he didn't be with Andy Reid. I feel like those two guys are like made for each other, and he kind of molded Mahomes into this great player that he is today.
Well, Terrence, I think it's an interesting comp because Michael had a lot of years in the NBA where he scored a lot and was a great player, but he couldn't win in the playoffs until Phil told him to share the basketball. I think there's something to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like some coaches can bring out the best in certain players, and sometimes the marriage, it just works. And it could be that with Hurts and Sirianni, man. But I feel like it's just like, yeah, we hate it. I feel like Andy Reid is like, she's like the girl we did in high school. She wasn't really that bad. She was an all right John. But when she got older, like you said, she growed up. She married a millionaire.
It's called a glow up.
In this case, Mahomes, the millionaire. Mahomes will be the millionaire boyfriend.
Yep.
So he kind of married that person. So I feel like this game, the Buffalo Bills would have been a cute matchup for us to beat them. It would have been a cute thing. But I feel like this would mean something to slay two goats in different eras. That would be a crazy bar none. And this game, by far, is in Jalen Hurts' hands. And I'm glad, you know, everybody's been bringing Hurts good energy all week, because it's second to none. He's been to two Super Bowls in the last 5 years, and a lot of quarterbacks haven't done that.
Well, that's Terrence, that's for sure. It's a heck of a start to his career. Terrence, man, we appreciate the phone call.